Well, when I really started hunting, I started hunting with a gun. After I grew up in that pretty big. And I got me a couple of dogs. It took me about 4 or 5 years before I could get the gun I wanted.
Yeah. What'd you have first?
They were the first set of dogs I had. I bought it. Bought me a couple of them. I left for about 5 days ago and the dog hunt. Somebody went, opened the pen and stole the dogs. Okay, the next couple of years I bought me some more. They got out, they got kids. And then I decided, well, if I must spend money.
What, a car?
Dogs.
How'd they get killed?
Well, yeah, the cars, they went up to the highway and the cars ran away. And then usually if you get a young dog, it takes you a couple of years to train him. And if you don't train him yourself, you just ain't got nothing. So I started off with one young dog and I give up on her. So I said, the heck with him, I'm just gonna leave her here. And that day she started hunting and I got me the other one. And with the two I got right now, I wouldn't take $500 from.
Really? What kind of dogs are
there? One of them's a beagle and the other's a cross beagle. We'll do rabbit hunting.
Pick up those cards. Okay.
Now, in a pistol, you put. In a shotgun, you put what?
Shells.
But in a pistol, you put.
A bullet.
Okay. Or a rifle, you put.
Bullets.
Okay. You call. You know, you ever fire. Sometimes when they might be firing blank.
Coverages.
Huh? When they're not firing real shells, they're firing blank.
Blank cartridges.
Okay. Now, when you went fishing, what did you fish in?
We used pitchforks. We didn't have no sand then. We'd take us some grass sacks and it was usually holes in the bottom. You could almost see the fish in it. So we'd take some grass sacks and tie them together. They kind of blocked the fish and we go there with some folks. And we catch a half a grass sack of fish in about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. When you went out in the water, what would you go in? Would they have anything around here that people would go in the water in?
No. You go in a foot. You didn't have no boat, skiff or nothing.
Okay. What did they call those narrow kind of boats that they had around here?
What was they had piros. The only people you seen with them in them time it was big companies like that did surveying and stuff. But you think like any private individual did it. They very seldom they had one. It was mostly just companies that had them. Cause that was something when you see it was rare. Everybody, when they would see one like that, everybody run to see what it was. They had never seen it or either they didn't know what it was.
Were they expensive, Mr. Smith?
I don't know whether it was expensive or not.
Yeah. But folks wouldn't have their own boats around here? In other words?
Not that time, like in the olden time.
Yeah.
I remember seeing some fellas was surveying this bar, and that's the first boat I had ever seen. And I thought that was one of the craziest things I'd ever seen. A fella out there paddling in that boat from one side of the bar to the other one.
You ever seen build one?
I seen him build after I grew up. An old gentleman out there by Sweet Lake that builds them.
Okay. And after he would build the boat, he would.
You had to.
When he was testing it out, you'd say he was.